I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, dog owners should sit up. The Animal Rescue League's Paws in the Park Festival is happening on Saturday in Brewster, and there are fun and some unusual activities for dogs and their owners.
All kinds of things, yes. It happens from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Drummer Boy Park in Brewster. And this is the big fundraiser for the Animal Rescue League. They have all kinds of things going on in those few hours. It's going to be family stuff and dog stuff. Some of the highlights are going to be a Frisbee dog show, a police canine unit demonstration. There's a caricature artist that will give a drawing of you and your dog. There are masterpieces that are created by the dogs. They're called Pup Casso Art Activities. Don't know how those are going to turn out. And then there's a doggy photo kissing booth. You've got contest raffles, other activities. And there's also going to get a feline perspective on this. Apparently, there's an up-close look at a mock cat in tree rescue. So it sounds like if you've got a dog, get over there and find out what kind of activities they can have fun with.
Heritage Museums and Gardens will celebrate the opening of its Big Bugs exhibit with a Big Bugs Bash on Saturday with all kinds of insect-related events.
That's going from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's at Heritage in Sandwich. It's all around this exhibit that's opened up by sculptor David Rogers. He has 10 sculptures of insects, but they're giant ones. They're like a 25-foot-long ant and a dragonfly with a 17-foot wingspan, and they're all put together from trees, branches, and other kind of foresty material. So on that day, they're going to have a bug ball with participants kind of creating costumes to mimic insects. They've got a crafty critters workshop, so kids can take home some of their own insects. There's an insect safari, so you can go around to the 10 different sculptures and learn about different ones. And then there is the bug tasting. There's actually going to be a guy there that calls himself a bug chef. It's David George Gordon, and he's going to talk about food that you can make with bugs, apparently. The sculptor is also going to be on hand all day to talk about what he's done and how he creates them. So if anybody has any questions.
And on Sunday, it's all about sheep. The Taylor Bray Farm will hold its 13th annual Sheep Festival in Yarmouthport.
Yes, a different kind of creature here. That's happening from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Taylor Bray Farm in Yarmouthport. They've got sheep herding, sheep shearing, a hearth cooking demonstration, hay wagon rides, and then there's things related to sheep like wool spinning and rug hooking. And going back to the first thing we talked about, visitors are asked to not bring their dogs to this event. So go over to the other one on Saturday and see the sheep on Sunday on this one.
Also on Sunday, a restaurant in Provincetown is helping to celebrate the centennial of the town's art museum with a special kind of event. And you have to believe the organizers are hoping there's no rain for this.
Absolutely, for any of these actually, but this one in particular. It's for the Provincetown Art Association and Museum, and they are celebrating their centennial. And the Muse Restaurant and Cafe, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary, is hosting a plein air painting event, and that's having artists outside like they used to do. I mean, they still do that, but a century ago in the early decades, that was a really popular thing to do on the beaches in Provincetown. And so they're going to have dozens of painters starting at 8 o'clock out on the beach in front of the Muse, and they're going to be painting there until 2, and you can go view it from the shore, or you can actually watch them if you're having brunch at the Muse. And so you can see what they're doing. Then from 2:30 to 4, there's going to be a free wet paint exhibition and reception at the restaurant, so you can see all the work that they created that morning, and that's going to be for sale, and the artists are going to be there to answer any questions.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.